Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What's up, Browns fans? What's up, Dog Pound? This is Brad Moneymaker. Dude, is there anything that Andrew Berry can't do? I don't think so. He's wheeling. He's dealing. He's throwing all the chips in the center. Dude, we got Za'Darius Smith. Heck yeah, from the Vikings for nothing. Man, I don't care what everybody says about what he does in the draft, but in the offseason with free agency, man, he is king. I am stoked for the season. Who's stoked? Let's go. Roof, roof, kick this thing off. Kick it one more time.
Welcome to the Dogs Podcast with your hosts, Blake Reniker, Justin Charles, John Nye, and Josh All.
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome back to another episode of the Dogs Podcast presented by Omaha Steaks. Head over to omahasteaks.com right now. Use promo code DOGS, D-A-W-G-S, when you check out and get $30 off your order. Josh All here with you today talking about a very exciting trade the Browns just made with the Minnesota Vikings. Andrew Berry and the Cleveland Browns front office just keeps making things happen. They bring Za'Darius Smith, the edge rusher from the Vikings, over to the Browns. And I am so excited about this move. I can't wait to dive into the trade, the implications, the player, just everything that comes with bringing in a long-term multi-Pro Bowl veteran like Za'Darius Smith onto the Cleveland Browns roster. So before we dive in to all that, I just want to remind everybody, if you're watching this on YouTube, please like the video. Please subscribe to the channel. We have passed 6,000 subscribers, and we are on the road, the mission to 10,000. We would love to get there. We'd love to get there soon. So please, if you haven't already subscribed, please do that. And if you can spare 99 cents a month to support the channel, to help us continue putting out great content and keep coming to you guys with episodes like this, that would be wonderful. Join the YouTube Dog Pack, just 99 cents. You get a badge next to your name, and you get cool Browns emojis to use in the chat and in the comments. And we just love seeing everybody's interaction, and we really appreciate all your support for the channel. So let's talk about what just happened last night with the Cleveland Browns in this trade. So recently, I think it was here this last week, Andrew Berry was on ESPN 850 talking about the Browns offseason, the rookie mini camps, and all that kind of stuff getting started here over the summer. And he made a comment that was just a little bit nonchalant, but at the same time, if you listen to Andrew Berry, you kind of, your ears perk up and you think, well, what did he mean by that? Because nothing with Andrew Berry is nonchalant. He said, quote, "There may be some other things we're looking to do either on the veteran market or trade market over the next several weeks." Well, that lit up for us, obviously. We're thinking, okay, well, what veteran guys is he still looking to bring in? I mean, the free agent market is not that great right now. You know, I think as far as defensive line, we're still thinking maybe Ndamukong Suh, players like that. But even after the NFL draft concluded and, you know, Andrew Berry and the Browns front office addressed the defensive line with guys like Dalvin Tomlinson and Obo Aronkwo, you know, the Browns' defensive line was still ranked as one of the weakest units on the team, and a place that the Browns still had holes that could be filled. And here we go. They don't worry about the free agent market. They go out and they get Za'Darius freaking Smith from the Minnesota Vikings. So here's the trade. The Cleveland Browns acquire Za'Darius Smith, a 2025 sixth-round pick, and a 2025 seventh-round pick. So we get two late-round picks 2 years from now, and Za'Darius Smith. What did we give the Vikings to get him? I don't know. What did we give the Vikings to get him? Did we give anything? Andrew Berry seems to somehow get players without giving up anything. We gave them a 24 fifth-round pick and a 25 fifth-round pick. So essentially in 25, we gave them a fifth-round pick and got back a sixth and a seventh in exchange for that fifth. We essentially traded we got Za'Darius Smith for a 2024 fifth-round pick. Is this Amari Cooper fleecing all over again? 2 years straight, Andrew Berry goes after the biggest deficit on the team. Last year it was wide receiver and says, well, here, Dallas, how about we just throw you a little fifth round pick for, you know, one of the best receivers in the league. And this year, he does the same thing to the Vikings. Here's a fifth round pick. We'll just whatever. Give us one of the best pass rushers in the league. Okay, well, we'll take it. Za'Darius Smith, 6'4", 272 pounds. He's 30 years old. He was drafted in 2015 in the fourth round by the Baltimore Ravens. Played 4 years with the Ravens, and then he played 3 years with the Green Bay Packers, and then last year in 2022 with the Minnesota Vikings. Za'Darius Smith is, all right, so here's 2022 PFF grades. 82.2 overall. That was 20th overall defensive edge rusher in the league. 70 grade against the run, 84.7 pass rush. That's 12th overall amongst pass rushers. His 2022 stats, 16 games he played, 44 tackles, racked up 10 sacks, 15 tackles for loss, 24 quarterback hits. He had 78 total pressures. That was the fourth most in the NFL in 2022, and it was five more than Myles Garrett had. He had 53 quarterback hurries, and that was number two in the entire league. Now, before I dive into some more stats about Za'Darius Smith, just want to tell everybody here in Ohio, we have an awesome limited-time promo for new DraftKings users. Just deposit and place a $5 wager on any sport to get $150 instantly added to your account and bonus bets, whether you win or lose. All you have to do, use our code THEDOGS, all one word, at sign-up to redeem. Using our code THEDOGS is a great way to support this podcast, so you don't already have a DraftKings account, do us a solid. Sign up with the code THEDOGS and place that first bet. This is for new customers only, 21 years and older and physically present in Ohio. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Valid one offer per customer. Minimum $5 deposit, $5 wager required. Rewards issued as non-refundable. Bonus bets and expire 7 days after being awarded. See full terms at DraftKings.com. Okay, so let's continue talking here about Za'Darius Smith, the Browns' new pass rusher that they're going to line up on the other side of Myles Garrett. Over his 8-year career, Za'Darius Smith has racked up 54.5 career sacks. He's played 107 games, like I said, over those 8 seasons. Now, in 2021, he only played 18 snaps in just the first game of the year. He essentially missed that entire season in 21 with a back injury. He had back surgery at the end of September during the season, and the Packers thought he would be back at some point later in the season. He was activated off of IR before the Packers playoff game that year against the 49ers. He played just 19 snaps in that game, but he did record 2 pressures and 1 sack in that limited time back in that game. And then following, you know, the loss that season, he was released by the Packers, and then he signed with the Vikings in 2022. Now, looking back at last season in 2022, so the Browns had Myles Garrett, obviously. He was third overall in the NFL with 18 sacks. And Za'Darius Smith had 10 sacks. Obo Aronkwo, who the Browns just signed a few months ago, had 5 sacks. So from 2022, the Browns now have 33 sacks on that defensive line in just those 3 players. And that's not including Dalvin Tomlinson, who also had 3 sacks in 2022. So there's 36 from that 2022 season. As far as quarterback pressures go, and this is one thing we've talked a lot about here in the offseason, you know, the Browns obviously last year sucked against the run, just absolutely putrid, horrible. I mean, I've seen a lot of Browns defenses in my time as a Browns fan over the years. They've been really awful. Last year might have been the absolute worst. Considering who we had on that defensive side of the ball, we were just getting gashed left and right by absolute nobodies at the running back position. It was so pathetic. It really was. I'm not going to shy away from any of that criticism. But getting after the quarterback going into 2023 here, this is not going to be a problem now. Not one bit. We've got Myles Garrett, and now we have, like I've been talking about, Za'Darius Smith. You've got Dalvin Tomlinson, who can create pressure. He had 29 pressures of his own in 2022, so he's going to create pressure from the interior. Myles Garrett last year in 22 had 75 total pressures. Za'Darius Smith, like I said, had more pressures than Myles Garrett. He had 78. Obo generated 36 pressures last year. Just those two guys. And then if you add in the 29 or whatever, 30 pressures from Dalvin Tomlinson, you're looking at 220 total pressures from 2022 now on the Browns defensive line. To kind of put everything into perspective here, we're talking about Za'Darius Smith, 78 total pressures and 10 sacks. So 78 pressures, 10 sacks in 2022. Jadeveon Clowney in 2022, the edge rusher, the edge guy that we had across from Myles Garrett last year, just 28 pressures, 50 fewer than Za'Darius Smith and just 3 sacks. Za'Darius Smith is an enormous, huge upgrade over Jadeveon Clowney. You know, Jadeveon Clowney was obviously, we said it all along, everybody knows he was very good. He's very good against the run. He's a very good run defender. But how did that really help the Browns last year? It didn't. I mean, from the edge, you know, position, his run stopping did not, it just did not help the Browns defense whatsoever against the run because we were so piss poor in the middle. Well, now with Dalvin Tomlinson and we just drafted Siaki Ika, we've got Maurice Hurst, we've got bodies, we've got guys that we can plug the interior of that D line and the pressures from the outsides. I mean, you want to talk about getting offensive pressure and attention off of Myles Garrett, put Za'Darius Smith on the other side, see what happens. This is just an absolutely phenomenal move by Andrew Berry. I did an episode last week, part one, about Andrew Berry, and I wish maybe I'd have waited a week because then I could have thrown this trade into why Andrew Berry is the best GM the Browns have ever had. He's the way that he's able to get these moves done and bring in positions of need, high-end talent to fill those spots, or a fifth-round pick. Are you kidding me? This is just another example of Andrew Berry at his finest, just puffing out his chest and making things happen. This episode is brought to you by new friends of the show, Transparent Labs, the industry-leading all-natural sports nutrition brand. With science-backed training supplements and farm-to-shaker grass-fed proteins, I use their 100% grass-fed whey protein isolate. It's the cleanest protein supplement on the market. It tastes great, mixes well, and I know it's sourced from grass-fed, hormone-free cattle right here in the United States. We're big fans of Transparent Labs because all of their supplements are formulated according to the most up-to-date scientific research using clinically effective dosages. If you go on their website and look at the ingredients for a particular product, you'll see they actually have cited scientific studies for each active ingredient they use. On top of that, they only use 100% natural ingredients in their supplements with absolutely zero artificial sweeteners, colors, or flavors. And all of their supplements are third-party lab tested for purity and potency. You can get 20% off right now your first order from Transparent Labs with our code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, at transparentlabs.com. That's code DAWGS, D-A-W-G-S, for 20% off your first order from Transparent Labs, transparentlabs.com.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tom. One negative thing to note for Za'Darius Smith, because I don't want to come in here and just hype it all up and say everything's positive, positive, positive. This is a huge signing for the Browns as far as the team goes, bringing in a good veteran leader. Guys, I remember watching Za'Darius Smith, especially in his years with the Packers, you know, late in the season, playoff games, things like that, and just watching the games and thinking, damn, the Browns need a guy like this. This Za'Darius Smith guy is awesome. I remember I have those moments, those memories in my mind. And then when it came across that the Browns just traded for him, I thought, we got him. We actually went and got this guy. But like I was saying, the one negative thing that I do want to bring up, just because I want to present all sides of things, he did have some legal trouble back in 2019. He was cited, I do believe this was around Chicago area, by the sheriff for possession of marijuana, speeding in a construction zone. He was with his teammates then, Rashawn Gary, Kingsley Kiki. They were coming back from Green Bay from Chicago. Deputy stopped them. They were driving 81 miles per hour in a 60 mile per hour construction zone. The deputies said he smelled the odor of marijuana in the vehicle, searched it, found three blunts, THC vaping cartridge, and a duffel bag. But they did report that none of the men in the car appeared to be high at that time. They didn't have any drugs or paraphernalia on them when they were searched, but they were all, you know, briefly placed in handcuffs, questioned separately, and then released. Za'Darius Smith did admit to ownership of the marijuana paraphernalia, as well as he admitted that he had been smoking marijuana before he left Chicago. He cooperated with the officer throughout the whole thing. They hired a lawyer. He entered a plea of not guilty on both the charges that were against him. And then in July of 2020, the prosecutor dismissed the charges. So nothing really ever came of that. It's the only incident that I found here, just briefly looking through Za'Darius Smith's past, that was any sort of legal trouble. So I just wanted to bring that up, present that, because, you know, we kind of give Myles Garrett a hard time at times for some of the stuff, you know, like last year, flipping the car, you know, speeding, driving too fast. It's not the first time he's ever been doing that. You know, these guys just need to be smart. You got to be smart. And it seems like Za'Darius had the one slip up a few years ago. But again, it wasn't anything horrible. Nothing huge ever came from it. So it's nothing that I would be too concerned about, but it is just important to make mention of it. But overall, Za'Darius Smith, what a huge, crucial addition to this Browns team. I mean, this is just, when this news came across, again, like I've said multiple times here, and you heard Brad Moneymaker in the open, so stoked, so pumped, because the defense was the weakest spot for the Browns in 2022. People can say what they want about Kevin Stefanski and his bad play calling and yada, yada, yada. Guys, Kevin Stefanski has this offense firing on all cylinders at all times because, think about it, Baker Mayfield had his best career season under Kevin Stefanski. Jacoby Brissett had his best career season under Kevin Stefanski running this offense. So just wait for a health, well, not a healthy because he was healthy, but just wait for a fully up to speed, up to game speed, you know, ready from day one, ready to go Deshaun Watson in the Kevin Stefanski system. I think it's going to be fireworks this year on offense. I really do. It was the defense that, you know, we were most concerned about going into the offseason here. And yes, wide receiver was a situation that we knew needed addressed. Okay. Andrew Berry said, well, here, take our second round pick. Let's just go draft Elijah Moore, who we know is a legitimate NFL wide receiver. He's already shown it on the field. Let's just bring him in instead of, you know, messing around with any of these rookies. Oh, and then we'll just use the third round pick we got in that trade to draft a rookie anyway for the future in Cedric Tillman. I love what Andrew Berry is doing with this team. Bringing in Za'Darius Smith is just the next step in his master plan, and everything has been so calculated and just so well done. I can't say enough good things about Andrew Berry. Now, one thing I do want to dive into before I wrap up this video, that now what I'm about to say here, I was just kind of, honestly, I was laying in bed last night thinking about the trade and the moves the Browns have made. Just, it kind of dawned on me that the Browns clearly are not done adding to this team. And we do know that one position they have not addressed yet this offseason is running back. And now I have no sources for this, guys. So please do not take away from this that I have heard this from any source or gotten information from anywhere at all. This is just pure speculation on my part, me personally. But with Andrew Berry's comments about, you know, over the next several weeks, more moves are coming, veteran market, veteran trade market. Another guy on the trade block, on the team that has a very, very strong connection with the Browns right now because of Kevin Stefanski's former job, the Minnesota Vikings are looking to move on from running back Dalvin Cook. Now, as far, like I said, the speculation, no sources, haven't dived into the contract situation or anything like that. But, you know, if Andrew Berry was able to get Za'Darius Smith from the Vikings for a fifth round pick, I imagine he could turn the sixth round pick that he just got from them, give it right back to him and say, well, why don't you just give me Dalvin Cook? Something like that. I could see Andrew Berry pulling off some sort of move to get Dalvin Cook into Cleveland for a season to be the new Kareem Hunt. And he would be a much more explosive, consistent, reliable running back in that position, I do believe, because, like, you know, the Browns even made the comments that they felt Kareem Hunt, you know, his speed dropped off here in the last year. They didn't utilize him much. Imagine Dalvin Cook in the, you know, the Robin role to Nick Chubb's Batman. Unbelievable what this offense could do. Like I said, this is purely speculation. I have no sources whatsoever, but there are connections between the Browns and the Vikings. Kevin Stefanski had Dalvin Cook in Minnesota, so he's familiar with him. You know, Za'Darius Smith is the second Minnesota Vikings defensive lineman that the Browns have added now this offseason. It would not surprise me to see them go back to that source and just kick the tires and see, well, what would it take to get a Dalvin Cook onto this team? Because you saw Za'Darius Smith restructure. Oh, that's another thing I forgot to mention. Za'Darius Smith agreed to restructure his contract with the Browns when he came over. He'll earn $11.75 million in 2023, and then he'll be a free agent after the season in 2024. So it wouldn't surprise me to see them somehow acquire a guy like Dalvin Cook, restructure his contract, and then he's a free agent after this season. But the sort of talent and capabilities that a guy like Dalvin Cook would bring to this offense, oh my gosh. His skill set is an awesome complement to Nick Chubb, because he's a hard runner too. And if you want to give Nick Chubb a spell, you want to say, hey, why don't you take, you know, this series off or that series off? What I mean, Dalvin Cook can come in and be a three down back, but he doesn't have to be. He can also just play the third down role whenever Nick Chubb, you know, needs to come off the field and you want to get a more fine-tuned pass catcher out of the backfield. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. The next few weeks are going to be exciting. I really do think. The Browns, like I said before, they're not done adding to this team, and I can't wait to see what else Andrew Berry can do. Guys, this is awesome. Drop it in the comments. Talk about Za'Darius Smith. What do you guys think? How's this help the team? Where does this move the Browns, in your opinion? Where does this put us in terms of, are we a playoff contending team now? You know, let's not talk about Super Bowl. Let's not talk about championships. Let's just talk about getting to the playoffs, because once you get to the playoffs, that's all you need. Anything can happen after that point. You know, the schedule just dropped the other day. We're going to put out a couple videos talking about the schedule breakdown. So please leave us a comment, like the video, subscribe to the channel. We appreciate everybody tuning into the Dogs Podcast. You guys make this possible. We can't thank you enough. So until the Browns make another awesome move or we're back with another video, we will talk to you guys later. And let's go, Browns!
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dogs Podcast. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and follow us on Twitter at the Dogs Podcast. Get your thoughts on the show at thedogspodcast.com.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.